Glory to Jesus Christ. We have many wonderful books in this small library and in a library in our cultural center. And one of those books, My Elder Joseph, is a book I really like, and this is why I really recommended this book to many people. And one man, after he read this book, he told me that, well, you know what, this book made me cry several times. And I asked why. And his answer was great. He said, seeing life of this elder, of this monk, Joseph, seeing his life, how holy he was, forced me to see my life in real light. And I realized how weak I am, how big sinner I am, how far I am from Christ. And this forced him to cry. But well, even it seems like something bad to happen to him while he was reading, I think this reading was something what can bring salvation to his soul. Because first step towards salvation is when we cry out, O Lord, I'm a sinner, save me. This is the first step on our journey. Without that step, we cannot come to salvation. And I think that his experience is not foreign to us, that we all have this some kind the same experience. How many times happened to me, and I'm sure it happened to you, when you got the presence of somebody who really lives holy life. You feel that. You even don't need to talk to that person, but you feel how dirty my life is. We can feel that always when we enter to presence of a person who is filled with Christ, we can feel that. And this is our heart which feels this. It is this our desire or this understanding or this some kind of that seed of eternity in us which causes this feeling, because God through this calls us to a real life. Because God's plan for us is not to have nice life here. God's plan for us is not to enjoy all pleasures which the world offers. God's plan for us is, may we are able to enter to heaven what is nothing else as a partaking, I would say enjoying this his divinity forever. We can see that in our gospel. God healed that person who was suffering, who was outsider, who was in so bad shame on spiritual level that it was visible on outside. He healed him and he made him whole as a sign what is his plan with us. He wants and he leads us towards this healing. He wants to touch us with his grace and to make us holy. But we can resist to this. we can really forget this is planned with us. We can forget that our future can be great if we are consumed by this world. Those people from that city, they could see the sign Christ made. They could see how big change was done with this pure, poor man. And they were in front of a decision to come to Christ and to beg him, heal us too, or to refuse Christ. And they refused Christ. And this easily can be position in our life. This can be really position in our life if we don't love Christ enough. And problem is, when we ask, how can I love Christ? There is few things we can, how we can test our heart. You know, if we read about Christ and about saints, about these spiritual works, like this book I mentioned, is our heart on fire for God? Is there this sorrow for our weakness and this desire to look for ways how to grow spiritually? Is in my heart desire to enter to God's presence as many times as is possible? Somebody said that, well, if you read Holy Fathers and you don't like it, you should go to confession because something wrong is with your soul. And this is true because they are offering us ways which came up from their experience how to reach God. And if we don't like that, it means that we are on that path, that we don't enjoy that. Many times we can find this example or saying in Holy Fathers, they say, if your heart is cold, God cannot form you. God, can form you, can heal you when your heart is not only warm, but when your heart is white hot. Then God can form your soul, your mind, whole your being. What do they mean before that? They say, you know, this is the desire I have for my own salvation. This is this love which I have when I know what God wants to do for us. This is this fear of God. It means the deep respect I have from this respect because I understand what God is going to give me if I ask him. This white hot heart starts to be when I come to God in presence and ask him for his mercy. At the time I am able to be formed. But if my heart is cold, if my heart is just filled with this desire to fulfill the minimum of commandments, God cannot form me. God couldn't force those people of the town to come to him and to be healed. they made their own decision because their hearts were cold. But those who come to Christ and look for Him and try to find His love, His presence, those people are able to feel His grace. And His grace starts in working in us through this sign. When I feel in my heart sorrow, when I am really looking for a way how to come to peace with God, when I ask Him to make me free from my passions, weaknesses, and I cooperate with Him in active way. It's not easy to come to this state, but we have to try. And this is what church tells us again, again, again. Pray. Follow instruction of our Lord. It means go to silence. Go to solitude. When you are not distracted, and pray. Pray as long as possible. This is why church calls us to look closer to your heart, what is there. And don't hold false ideas, false thoughts, or this attachment to things which are not getting you closer to God. Cut it off. This is why church tells us, use sacraments to get God's life to your heart. All those things are making our heart warmer. And in some point, we can come to the moment where it's so white hot that God can really form us. If we don't do these basic things, we'll be immune towards God's grace. God's grace will be not working in us. We'll be ignorant, and actually we will not understand. The man who cried over that book, he's not Path to Salvation, but I have another comment from another person over that book. That person said, yeah, this book is good, but who can live this life? The heart of this person was really cold. And this book was not bringing hope for salvation. Amen.